Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gator, the report from Jeff Passan of ESPN regarding the MLB and the MLBPA, the owners and the players. Players came back with a proposal, 114 games, prorated salaries, June 30th to October 31st. My first instinct when I saw 114-game proposal with prorated salaries, I think they're asking for way more than they really want as a starting negotiating point, and hopefully there will be some negotiations and the owners can get right back to it. Your first gut reaction when you heard that the players had a counterproposal?
It's the same thing. It's an ongoing negotiation is what I thought. I find it interesting. You know, the owners went with 82 games. Players went with 114. And weeks ago, the first thing we heard was, they're going to shoot for 100 games. You know what I think they're going to go for? 100 games. I'm totally talking out of my back.
If we could only find a middle ground between 82 and 114, is there?
How about 100? Sounds good. This is totally talking out of my backside when I say this, and I'll admit it. But my guess is they're likely going to settle on 100 games, prorated salary, plus a 5 to 10% additional pay cut for players that make more than $1 million per season. That's what I think. Mm-hmm. Now, I have no idea what's going to happen, but it seems like that's something that could be fair, sort of. You know, the prorated salary is what they negotiated to begin with. As time has changed, and now there's, you know, because they say they put the language in there in good faith negotiating if they don't have fans in the stands. Okay, so is 5 to 10%, is that too much of an additional cut for players that are making seven figures? Maybe that seems like that's some kind of sliding scale between 5 and 10%. Because what was proposed before seemed like that was a real gouge at the players to me. And more importantly, if it's just prorated for players that make less than $1 million, which is, 60% of the league, I think that seems pretty fair. Now, will that happen? I don't know, but I think that what you said is absolutely true. Throwing the 114 games out there, that's negotiation to negotiate it down to where the owners feel more comfortable, and the players know this. The one thing I hate by this proposal is the October 31st finish date. That's the finish date for the regular season?
Is that October 31st, or is that they hope to have the World Series done by then?
I hope it's World Series, but I took it to mean like when they say 114 games finishing with October 31st, I take that to mean the regular season. Now, I don't know. I've seen October 31st.
Yeah.
It's not very good weather-wise in a lot of cities, and I think we could run into trouble if that's the case. But if you knock it down from 114 games to 100 games, and you can manipulate the schedule so as that the warmer cities are the ones that are getting those dates at the end of the year, then...
It probably isn't going to be our problem if you get into the postseason, but if that's a regular season date, I interpret it as it must be postseason too, but... Here's the thing that upset me. Yeah, Jeff Passan, his report said last night, you know, as we negotiate back and forth and hope to have a season, he said there's a small group of owners that don't want to have a season. And one of the reasons they don't want to have a season is they want to take some power back from the players. And I was like, okay, if this is true, F you, man. Mm-hmm. F you, whoever these owners are. Because that is so selfish. and not looking out at all for the game. Like, you have a certain sense of responsibility as owners to look out for the health of your game. What a blown opportunity this will be to give baseball the stage. What a blown opportunity this will be to give America a little, just a little injection of some entertainment, an injection of, you know, it's their business. But I think the keepers of the game would be doing the game a tremendous disservice if they chose not to have a season to take some power back from the players. You know, I remember when I ripped Blake Snell for what he said, and people, oh, you're pro owner. And I said, no, I'm anti when somebody does something that I think is ridiculous. This would be ridiculous on the owner side. Absolutely ridiculous if that was the reason we didn't have a season, is to take some power back.
Well, that's the ultimate rich guy move, isn't it?
Yes, and it's also, it's irresponsible. In my opinion, because this game needs the stage. This game needs the younger people watching. And if you mess this up, I'm gonna be pretty upset. Pretty upset.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I'm with you on that. I think it's disgusting to hear that. But it's a negotiation. This is what happens. But if that's the prevailing thought by a couple, I shouldn't say prevailing thought. If that's the thought from a couple of owners, and it wouldn't surprise me if that were the case, that's horrible. And this is what'll have you siding with the players, because that's what happens. You've got owners that honestly feel that way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.